Podcast, episode 252. Wrap your lips around the maypole.
Oh, yeah.
Giggity.
And phallic symbolism.
Awesome. Okay, so quick intro round. I'm Fuzzwolf.
I'm Gay.
Hi.
I'm Saverin.
Okay.
That was incredibly helpful.
Was informative.
So we have Gay and Hi,
Hi.
As our guest this week. Shiva is out of town. Actually,
right now she's seeing Spider-Man with her mates.
Oh.
According to Foursquare.
Well, she's flying out, like, later tonight.
I've outed you as seeing Spider-Man, Shiva!
Foursquare stalker.
I'll be outside your apartment later, breathing in your window, even though it's on the second floor, and I'll be on stilts.
Creeper. See, now I have the image of you, like, creeping outside her house in stilts, and that's just really amusing.
Dude, creep. Dude, creep.
Pothole.
Very reinforced stilts.
Yes. Hey, what are you implying?
Stilts are for skinny people. None of us here applaud. None of us here count.
Oh, I'm skinny on the inside. In fact, I have two twinks on the inside. They were delicious.
More.
Such sights to show you.
You won't need eyes to see.
Oh, dear God. New party.
So, my week's been pretty cool.
Let's go watch Event Horizon and do a shot every time we feel sick.
Yeah, but wouldn't that just make you vomit faster?
Well,
that
yeah,
just means you're untrained.
It gets the evil out.
That's how you see the colors.
So, Saverin, you were going to say before I so rudely interrupted. I'm just kidding. Nobody listens to foxes.
Yap. No, I've had a great week. Just audio stuff and more convention stuff. Shit finally coming together, getting out of a goddamn holding pattern that took way too long.
Opa. Here you're a corporate stooge.
I am a corporate shitlord. I'm a CEO of an LLC. But it counts. I'm still a CEO of something.
Are you gonna damn it.
Are you going to put that in your resume?
Actually, yeah.
What's the thing? Anyone volunteering with Furry Fiesta or Drama should totally consider, hey, I was part of a charitable organization that raised $50,000 for charity or something.
Nope.
I've served on the board of directors for a 501c7 nonprofit social organization for 7 years at this point.
Yeah, 6-7 years.
And I'm the...
See, it sounds impressive when we put it that way. I mean, that'd just be like, I run a furry con.
I was chairman of an event that ran under that same 501c7, and now, you know, I'm the CEO of an LLC continuing the event in the executive managerial position.
I'm also a giant faggot.
Yeah.
And I like shows for little girls.
But it's one of those...
Get the fuck down!
Damn it. These goddamn technicalities. But no,
and
seriously...
Take that fucking Lyra plush with you.
It's about the Fluttershy one.
It's a... Okay. Somebody made a plush of one of the background characters that was designed to hold a fleshlight.
Oh,
and
right.
But the thing is,
Brody's overwhelmingly reacted with horror. Artists decided to do really funny things with it. Like, one drew, like, oh, they're slippers. So she drew two of them as slippers. Like, oh, she could be a beer can holder.
Yeah. But then, of course,
horn warmer for the unicorns.
Somebody did a Fluttershy one that has a zip up rear end that holds a Mary and just zip it up and there's nothing amiss. Zip it up. Oh, well, you can
why did it drip out?
Fluttershy's ready for fun. So, I'm going to make some Buttershy.
So now I know how baby Jesus cries.
Yes. Baby Jesus' tears are excellent.
Implying that there's not websites out there for plushophiles to get their plush fucking on.
Oh, Teddy Ruxpin must sound amazing.
No, they seriously...
Toys R Us, yo.
There is at least one, like, website out there that sells pre-made...
Mods?
Fuck plush.
Wow.
Yeah, sure.
You can find those on AdamandEve.com.
No. Thankfully not.
Penetrate me, Elmo.
What a modified laughing Elmo.
It just laughs insanely for like an hour. And I'm like, okay, that's actually getting a little creepy now.
No, it's the one thing that emasculates you. You pull out your dick.
Oh. Oh. Then its eyes glow red and it twists around.
Cruelty Elmo. Pick on me, Elmo.
Ow.
Sorry, Avery.
Oh, that hurt. Oh, that went up the nose.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Try again later.
Unfortunately, I can't...
It looks like your penis will explode.
Well, we're off to a good start.
Not cats, television for women.
I was going to say, I was going to try to pull it up and show you, but the thread got scruffed, so...
Ooh, what are we pulling up?
That horrible Fluttershy thing that I saw today, and I was like, Jesus Christ, I have to show Fuzz because it's so
pull
horrible.
It up, you kill
that flat. Disappoints me. All I heard was the word scruff and pull it up, and I was like, yes!
Yeah.
I like scruff. Yeah. The party.
The janitor of the aforementioned board is... They dubbed him Scruffy. It's a blue board, so it has to be work safe.
Oh,
so any adult
okay.
material gets scruffed.
Right.
And
Internet-isms.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, Scruffy the janitor from Futurama.
I'm Scruffy. Oh, the guy with the little white beard, that mustache, that was his name, so, Scruffy. Okay, that makes
that's,
sense.
That's the point.
Gotcha.
Let's see.
That's going to look interesting on the wave.
So, Puzzle, how was your week?
Slow. Well, day job was slow. Night job, I've been busy. I made myself late this morning because I was doing For Planet stuff at home.
Oh. I saw you had a new coupon code available.
Yeah, which there's no point in advertising because it's only good for today.
Well, go back in time and use it.
But for the listeners at home, we did do coupon code OUTDOOR15 for May Day because of Jonathan Colton's song about fucking outside on the 1st of May. We lasted this like 2 years ago. It was like, hey, it's a excuse to run a coupon code and get some sales.
So. And they should be following For a Planet on Twitter or the email thingy, right?
That's right, yeah. And on the fur affinities.
Because now you missed out on a sale and it's all your fault, remember that.
You should feel nothing but shame.
You could have had a mountain of dicks today, but you didn't. Or you did, and, like, you had a better day.
You go, girl.
If you're at a con this weekend, you have all the opportunity to get a mountain.
There's a
dicks.
Con every weekend at this point.
There pretty much is. I think MCFC was last weekend, I believe.
Motor City.
Motor City for a con. It's the one that replaced Furry Connection North.
Yeah, and then, yeah, Wild Nights was, like, just recently, too.
Yeah.
And didn't they, like, get tornadoed?
They always get tornadoed.
I don't know.
It's TornadoCon.
It's
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Wild Nights was like last
It's Oklahoma weekend. In the spring. Best plan.
I really just hope that somebody goes out dressed as Dorothy every year.
No, that's the Central Plains Fur Con did The Wizard of Oz.
I know.
And I got my Emerald City badge on Foursquare. I was so happy with myself.
That was kind of cool. You check in the...
Didn't you get two different
Well, because I went to Seattle, and then I went to the Emerald... I went to the Emerald City, which is Seattle, and then I went back to Kansas.
That's right.
Nice. I think I got that badge, too. It's kind of neat. So, yeah, we'll be doing... I'm assuming we're going to do Central Plains again this year?
I need to look at it. More than likely I'm going to, but with the move at the end of the year, it's kind of...
It depends on the month. It's a different date this year. It's actually the first weekend in November. It's moved back from October. But like I always say, it's like 5 hours away, straight up 35. It's super easy for people in the Dallas area to go to.
It's a con I'd like to go to, but because I need to save up to go to Thanksgiving for my mom this year, I don't know if I'm going to be able to.
This one is generally one of the cheaper ones because it's so small.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like $35 to get in. And the hotels are an average price, but if you're splitting, it comes out okay.
About $100 or 3 blowjobs?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, cool. I can do that.
And because it's only 5 hours away, like, I work Thursday, go up Thursday night. I only take Friday off as a PTO day.
Mm-hmm.
And I come home Sunday evening. Because the den closes at like 4 or 5, and that's time for me to break down, pack up, and leave. And
gotcha.
So it doesn't even cost much in a vacation time sense.
Yeah, that's gonna be my big thing is vacation time, because that's like slightly after I have my mullet fantasia, so.
Ah, yes, your mom is coming.
Yes, the lesbians are visiting. That'll be interesting.
Mullet fantasia.
Storm of vaginas is approaching Dallas.
I figured I'll just take her to the rug warehouse, leave her for the week, and we'll be good. Take her to Sue.
Imagine like a video game character just.
I just imagine lesbians as hungry, hungry hippos on a giant carpet. Except they wouldn't be chomping balls.
Or they might be, depending on how much they hate men. Because all lesbians hate men, right?
Yes. Well, yeah.
That's how it works.
So gay. How was your day?
Well, my day was full of mermaid things. I don't know.
Keo's making all the sense.
Yeah.
He's been watching a lot of Drag Race lately.
I have been. it was good. I went to work and got lost in my coupon Fantasia. Everything's a Fantasia right now.
You were telling me about that.
Oh my god, I've gotten so... And it's... fucking Avery's fault, because he decided...
Do not blame me
for this. It is totally your fault. So he was like, what are we going to watch? He was like, what's this extreme couponing thing? Let's turn this on.
Oh,
click. Oh my god, this is amazing. I'd never heard of this before. Like, I knew you could use coupons and get things for cheaper, but I've never heard of, like, extreme couponing before. I watched this, I was like, these bitches are getting, like, shit for free and shit. What?
Like, they got, like, nearly $2,000 in stuff for, like, $13.
Yeah. Damn. And I'm just like, I need to look at this. Like, I don't want an extreme coupon. I'm not gonna be, like, fucking hoarder of shit, even though if I'm gonna hoard shit, at least I'm hoarding good shit instead of, like, random bullshit in my house. It's not really hoarding if it's all, like...
useful.
Yeah, it's useful and, like, useful. Organized, not, like... living in it, like some of those people were like, oh, I put a giant mound of diapers under my kid's bed. They sleep on diapers.
They're 13.
But
I figured their bladder might blow out at some point.
But like,
how was your experiment? Because I think you told me you were going shopping that night.
We actually went, yeah, we went shopping last night. I did a really minor thing. I think I had like 6 items I was gonna go get. I saved, like, $40.
Damn.
So,
nice.
I spent... let's see. I spent, like, $20, and I saved, like, $40. So, I'm happy. Like, this weekend, there's a huge sale going on, and I'm getting 3 months' worth of laundry detergent for $15.
Nice.
So, that's the thing that's happening. But...
shit, I should do that.
Yeah. Like, it's a weird...
oh, sorry, I'm thinking of myself there. I'm just like, wait a minute.
It's really fucking cool, because I'm not going to do the crazy hoarding, but there's shit like paper towels, dishwasher detergent.
Shit that you always use.
Yeah. And I'm
that
like...
that always costs so much.
Yeah.
And I've been reading over these websites for the last 2 weeks, like, religiously. And
yeah.
There's just things that you shouldn't be paying for, because... They actually have websites online that list out all of the coupons that you would need to get the items for free or near to free. Like, they list the deals out per stores. Most of them are, like, internet coupons, so you just print them out. You don't even have to, like, clip coupons in the newspaper for some of the shit if you don't want to.
Oh, man, I print that shit out on some cardstock. Some nice
and it's,
coupons.
It's crazy, and... Like, the ones we did the other day, I just printed all those off online. It takes, like, 15 minutes to look through. You pick a store, you just look and figure out what you want to do, and then whatever, if you see something on the list that's, like, really cheap, you just print out the coupons, and boom, there you go, you have it for near to free. Like, I made, $5 yesterday at one of the stores, so, like, you can make money doing it if you do it correctly, and it's kind of weird to think about.
I'm quit my job tomorrow.
There's some of these women that extreme coupon that legitimately work from home. That is, like, couponing is their job. They actually make money couponing.
That's just fucking weird.
Yeah. It's...
Oh, since... To keep the listeners dick.
Dick? Yes, more... Okay, so you can buy dick on dick. There's probably a coupon code for dick somewhere.
So... Speaking of coupons, use not at adamandeve.com. There, coupon. There, I worked it in. Perfect.
But you can't make money from getting free dildos, unfortunately.
Allegedly.
Well, you can if you charge people for you to use them on them.
If you have a affiliation account, then yes, you can. I know this because I used to.
Oh, yeah, well, you did the whole reviews for dicks thing.
Damn
for a
right
while.
I did. I got free toys and I got money from other people buying shit.
Oh, wait. No, wait. Were you there was, like, this one Twitter account that kept, like, retweeting me or something. And it was, like, Sexy Pleasures or something. Like that.
I know who you're talking about, but no. Oh, okay.
I don't know who I'm talking about.
No, she's pretty cool. I haven't seen her in a long time, though, but.
Is she local?
No.
Oh, okay. She's no. like a national.
She became pretty big for a while, and it got to the point that even Bad Dragon was giving her toys to review. Nice. So that way, because she only, for the longest time, whenever I first started talking with her, she was just doing the general sex toys instead of furry. And eventually she found the stuff from Bad Dragon, approached them, and she's like, hey, I have a lot of followers that look at my stuff, they like my reviews, and I'm really objective, I would like to try your stuff. She got pretty much all the toys.
Wow.
So, and, like, she actually created a furry character for whenever she did furry-related stuff.
Oh, that's cool. So, like, to me, I'm like, for non-furries, Bad Dragon stuff is just an interestingly shaped dildo.
Yeah, you know? No, it's...
Which is why they're doing really well beyond the fandom now.
Very much, actually. It's... Granted, it's nice to have something that started fandom, but it's... I'm glad to see that company has actually realized that there's a lot more people out there.
Oh, yeah.
You got to play the market.
So.
Yeah. And for unique or themed dildos, yeah, there's plenty of people going to snap that up.
Yeah.
Like fucking Fleshlight did the Navi Fleshlight. I mean...
Well, they did Navi. They did an entire Halloween series.
They did the vampire one.
They did the vampire. Fans. They did Cyborg. They did a Frankenstein and something else. I can't remember what it was.
But it's like, so even like mainstream companies will do non-human toys like that.
Well, Fleshlight also makes a series of penis-shaped objects, and they did essentially like an alien series.
Ooh.
Where it's kind of like dumbed down Bad Dragon.
Right.
But they're still pretty cool looking. And they did high quality silicone with theirs.
Doesn't it make furries and furry sexuality seem so much less weird when you're like, this shit's appreciated by the mainstream.
A lot of companies out there do some weird stuff anyways. There's one in, if I remember correctly, they're the Northeast Coast. And they do, like a unicorn horn, jellyfish, which... looks pretty cool because it's the top of it's like the jellyfish top and then it's tentacles all the way down, so it's just a shit ton of texture all the way down.
Oh wow.
And
see, I was just gonna say, I lost my train of thought. There's baby Jesus butt plugs, crucifix.
There's
plenty of different types of shit out there.
I want to fuck myself with a crucifix now. That sounds
and
odd.
They
totally make a Jesus Christ crucifix.
Yes.
They also make as an horrible Obama as this. Yeah.
Obama one. Wait, what?
There's an Obama dildo.
Oh, like that's right. I've always wanted to get a chocolate cross and a chocolate Jesus on Easter and melt them together. I wanted to melt chocolate Jesus onto the chocolate cross for, like, so long.
You already know what I want to do with that. I want to take, as horrible as this sounds, I want to take Jesus' head off and put a rabbit on it. And melt the rabbit head on top of Jesus' body.
Welcome to Blasphemy Cast.
Hallelujah. Population you.
Hallelujah.
But yeah, it's one of those things that, they like, Oh Joy Sex Toys... They talked about some Bad Dragon stuff.
Yeah, they did so. Bad Dragon, they did the furry comic.
Yeah, so Kyle it's and like, did. You know, it's like, hey, these dildos are weirdly shaped, but they're just dildos, so don't think about it too much.
The main thing is most people are just picking up the small, maybe medium, and then it's just furries are like, I want the extra large.
I fit it all the way.
Is it a floor lamp or a dildo? Why not both?
Like, I've seen some videos. Holy shit.
Well, we put an LED light in the tip, so when it got all the way in, my organs would hit the button and the lights would go off through my eyes. Thanks, Bad Dragon.
That's probably not that unrealistic.
I've seen some videos.
Considering, I think I mentioned this on the show before, I was with a guy once who was super, super skinny. And he put this massive Griffin Cop toy in him, and you could see it poking up in his skin.
Dude, it's terrifying when twinks do shit like that.
Yeah.
I just want to put a disco ball
He was poking at it, and he's like, yep, that's the tip. And I was like, that is so weird looking.
Like, and I know that that's
that
actually...
that one video with the twink in the skirt?
And yes, and like bulging, just like that, like, Chance XL.
I was just like, this is so hot, and yet, oh my god, it's bulging, that's...
Which is a fetish for some people. And you see it in a lot of the furry porn where it's, you know, the micro versus macro, where you see the giant dick sticking out of the stomach, basically.
It's a little crazy to me. I mean, I joke about foxes being one big tube and having no internal organs, but I don't really get into that kind of artwork where it's like bulge of a horse cock just... So what about you, Sarah? When you've taken some horse cocks, how does that work?
It takes practice.
He just looks at me like, where the fuck are you going with this?
Less lube is always the answer.
You want to feel that friction from those thick horse veins going in.
I want you to go back several episodes when I talked about lube and listen.
Clearly you weren't
listen
paying attention.
Long and hard.
If you don't have smoke and fire coming out of your asshole, you're doing it wrong.
The ring of fire.
Say that Slickwood H2O is pretty good, but it's because those toys are silicone. I have to use the water-based, but silicone's generally better. And the silicone safe silicone lube is fucking expensive.
Yes. Just do J-Lube. It doesn't hurt the silicone. It's kind of water-based, and it just keeps going and going and going.
So how the hell does silicone safe silicone lube work?
It's a hybrid, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
And we all looked at him for answers.
It's essentially high-grade silicone lube and high-grade silicone products are neutral versus having electrons moving back and forth that destabilizes them. Right. Since they're both neutral, everything just kind of...
So really high. So what if you have a really good lube, but...
shitty toy.
Yeah. Not really shitty, but just not as pristine as, like, the lube is.
If it's at least a grade 3 silicone, it should still be fine. Mm-hmm. I would highly suggest doing a test spot on the bottom that isn't being touched by the body.
Mm-hmm.
But...
I did that, and the dick started screaming at me. It looked like the T-1000 at the end of Terminator 2. It just melted away.
Don't put it in your body. Don't do it, or else it will leave something behind.
I put it in and it got stuck, and now I'm shitting liquid metal. Oh my god.
It's like that toy became a leper, just leaving pieces behind.
If you put it up in your ass, and the other end is a chest burster out of the bottom of the toy, then you've done it wrong. Jesus.
Fuck myself in an alien.
Now you just made me think of Dreamcatcher. Stephen King's Dreamcatcher. The ass weasels.
Yeah.
Ass weasels. What? That's what they are.
It's been years since I've seen that. I remember not really thinking it was a very good movie.
It's been a long time.
Blow it out your ass. Oh, okay.
Not like that.
Oh, yeah, that's a little extreme.
Was that how the aliens got into them? Like, up through the ass?
No, it was they burst into spores.
Oh, okay.
Which, I don't know.
Maybe I'd enjoy it more now. I last saw it in the theaters, and that was probably, like, 20 years ago.
That's how foxes repopulate. We burst into spores.
Sounds horrifying.
It is.
Like, you open your mouth, and just this big brrrr thing comes out.
It's kind of like in The Mummy when the fucking scarabs come out.
Yes! Yeah! That millions of little foxes.
Terrifying.
Penis! Penis! And that's how little dick huggers are made.
Jeez. You know you just created a new artwork.
They're right covering your body. Oh, they're trying to suck all over me. They're sucking my pores dry.
Congratulations, you just made all the micros really happy right there.
Kind of adorable in my head, though.
Commission ideas.
It reminds me of the old, what is it? The Jay Willard? Whatever.
The little huskies. Yeah, yes.
It reminds me of the little Spoo huskies, but with, like, foxes instead.
Yeah, have you not seen these? They're called Billies.
No.
But and they're just, like, Spoo. They're just little tiny. Let me
they're adorable. I see that as little foxes that get spored.
Let me Google this.
I've made a thing.
they're all over one of Sublevel 3's album covers.
You're gonna get gift art now.
Okay. I'm alright with gift art. Gift art's a party.
Let's see.
You're not a door. You're a window.
You're not a door, you're a window, and your makeup is terrible.
Do, do, do. Okay, Google, come on. Oh, God, is my signal just blowing in here?
So, yes. What's been going on with you?
Every?
I got a promotion!
Woo! Testify!
Now he's a dick tester.
Damn, I've been doing that for too long. No, at my day job, I've officially been promoted and got a really nifty raise, and now I'm being moved over to the department that all the other faggot furries work at.
Ooh, what's this? Gay stuff.
That's the little husky character.
That's adorable. I told you!
But she draws them really tiny when she draws them with her other anthros, and they'll be, like, crawling all over people and everything. And some people have specifically commissioned that, like, their characters are just surrounded by them, and they're like, ah!
Because they're adorable.
They are.
But yeah, no, that's pretty much the bulk of my week. I was just been, all week.
And joining me in my coupon frenzy.
Yeah, that one too.
So, do we want to read an email about fucking outside?
Sure.
Aw, yeah.
Okay.
Let's get it on.
Alright, I'll go ahead. The oldest one is not about topic, so I will go ahead and read one that is topic. This one's from Jeeves. Dear Notcasters and guest hosts.
Gay.
Yay.
Hi, Jeeves.
This week, you asked us to write in with your tales of outdoor sexual antics. Though for me, the first thought which honestly sprung to mind was, which one? Oh my. Scotland, where I've lived since I was 11 years old, may not seem the most obvious location for outdoor antics, even in the warmer months of the year. However, though, what better way to keep warm outdoors than with a little intimate fun? And needless to say, I've made good use of that fact several times with lovers, and on my own once or twice. For me personally, it's never been about doing it in a public place or the thrill or risk of getting caught. Stop, Keoping. It's more about finding a new way to appreciate the beauty of your surroundings by covering them in cum. Wait, no, that wasn't in there. The beauty of your surroundings with a person you care for.
The mountains. Yeah! Sunset!
Someone Pepsi. Is coming.
Pepsi.
If holding hands with a lover whilst sitting on a cock/secluded bench is nice, and cuddling with them on that beach is nicer, then imagine how wonderful it is to slip outside your tent in the middle of the night and lie together naked and entwined on the grassy sand dunes with the sound of the sea surging and ebbing like the pounding of your heart.
After you slip out of his asshole, of course.
Of course, that isn't to say I haven't engaged in more public risky business before, but the tale of a teasing dare from a boyfriend, a horny roo, and a quiet but very much occupied bus on a late night ride home will have to wait for another show.
Aww.
Ever enthusiastic Jeeves the Roo, Scotland. P.S. Fun fact, that same secluded beach on which I made love with a dear friend with benefits was also the beach to which I took the final Harry Potter book on the day of its release and read it cover to cover before returning home, purely to avoid any spoilers.
So is this a dear friend or a dear friend?
Oh, do-ho-ho. So, I totally forgot before I started reading emails that we need to discuss our own outdoor sexual antics, okay. If applicable.
I don't have any.
The closest I've gotten is doing it in a tent and then stepping outside to piss because it was pouring rain.
Let's see. No, you start. I have a list. It's a party.
Oh, do go on. Okay,
well, I've never done anything outdoors, like camping or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I've done public. First time was at a Barnes & Noble bathroom.
Party.
It was.
We support Barnes & Noble and Redig on this show, so that's perfectly all right.
The person I was dating at the time...
Under the glare of the portrait of Edgar Allan Poe in the Barnes & Noble bathroom.
Well, we didn't really have a chance to actually go get a room at this point, so it was just kind of like, let's just duck in here. Mm-hmm. And gave a blowjob in the bathroom. And the entire time, he's sitting on top of the toilets, that way nobody can see that there's two people in there. And we kept hearing people going in. And now we're just like, doo-doo-doo. And then eventually
his mouth does not open that way.
It could.
And then, you know, finished, and that was that. And then the next time, this was horrible, horrible time. Don't look at me like that, you bitch. It was his birthday, and the entire day for me was ruined because I got there. He's long distance. I drove down there to see him, and his family took him out as a surprise. So I was waiting for like a few hours, and just where the fuck are you? I'm just about to leave.
My dick is exploding. I'm done.
So, I'm getting ready to come back up to Dallas, and he messages, hey, I'm finally free, do you want to hang out? I'm just like, it is 5 o'clock, fuck you. But we eventually just find we'll meet up. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, it's too late to actually get a room because I have to get back home. So, let's just hang out. We go to the mall, and it's Sunday, and I don't think about the fact that malls close early on Sunday.
Yeah.
And as we're hanging out, we get grabby, and then we duck into a mall bathroom. And as things start going, and actually going, not just blowjobs, then mall cops.
Oh.
Yep, we got caught.
Oh.
Yes, that sucks so much.
Were there any repercussions from that?
They took our driver's licenses. And said that if we were caught in the mall again, that we will be prosecuted.
Holla! That's how you do it, bitch.
So yeah, that's the extent of my... Outside of that, dudes giving blowjobs on cars count. And
like... Technically, it's just outside, so I mean, I don't know.
It counts. It's outside.
Okay, in that case, we'll go with six counts of that.
We'll...
Party?
We'll
what? I know a couple really good parking lots.
Apparently.
Oh, shit.
Can I get a few addresses?
Oh, shit. If we're counting in the car, I've never had full-blown sex or oral, but I had the... For some reason, I got two people off at different times in the passenger seat of my car while I was driving. So just with my right hand. And I've it was like a guy and a girl, but it was like that one seat was like the magic seat. I don't know why.
And then you got rid of that car.
And then I got rid of that car. Yeah, that was my last car. And
this is the unlucky
car. It was fun, though. Driving like 80 miles an hour down the interstate, like fingering somebody. And yeah, good times.
Hello.
Savage looking at me with horror. You're like, yeah, I don't care. Okay. Oh, so this is the Keo segment. This will last about an hour, and then we'll go on break. No.
I'm innocent. Well, okay. So the first...
I'm a virgin.
I'm a virgin, too. Party.
He is going to wear white at my wedding.
Damn right I am. I'm going to burst in. I'm Jack! My mom! Okay. So the first time I had sex was... behind a library, in the snow, in the woods, against a tree.
Wow.
Just first outdoors or first in general?
In general.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's a hell of a first time.
It was. And then we found out we were right by a hiking path. And, you know, winter, funny thing about woods is there's no leaves. So we were kind of...
exposed.
He was kind of balls deep, and I was like... waving at people in the distance.
It's like a glass house. It's like fucking in a glass house. Everybody can see.
There was snow on the ground. It was fucking cold.
It's good that you're white.
I know. I blend in.
So how old were you?
14.
Wow. That's
Yeah, special. 14. So that was an interesting time, and that was, and I was, it was funny because I was, my friend was working at the library that we're behind, so I was hanging out with her, and then he showed up, and we were like, let's go for a walk, yeah, and then I ended up against a tree and party.
Did you not notice the uncomfortableness because of the heat of the moment, or was it really uncomfortable as fuck?
It wasn't actually that uncomfortable. I don't know if I was just really fucking horny, and it was like, okay, let's work with this.
Because if he's... So is your back is to him?
Did he then? At least pack enough?
Oh yeah, he packed enough.
So is your dick, like, grinding against the bark of the tree then?
Oh, I was still, like... It was, like, my pants were kind of down. Oh, okay. But, yeah. Like...
Not
I,
enough.
I wasn't about having my dick out in the cold... He was, though, so I was alright with
well,
that.
Well, it wasn't cold for long.
It wasn't cold for long.
Bury it in a warm fox.
Yeah, pretty much. That was like a 30-minute adventure. That was kind of fun. Let's see. And then there was... Let's see. I gave a guy a blowjob at a club once. Like, in the middle of the club. That was really awkward. I was really drunk. Let's see. I gave... one of my ex-boyfriends, a blowjob in the parking lot of the coffee house we used to work, go to all the time, a few times, and on top of the car, in the same parking lot. That was the really well-used parking lot. fuck, let's see. I had sex with one of my ex-boyfriends in the quad of his college. Let's see. I had sex with one of my ex-boyfriends in the bushes. That was interesting. I can't remember exactly where it was, though. I want to say we were at a friend's house, and then we just decided to have sex in their bushes. These are decisions I have.
Oh, they're such good guests.
This bush is mine.
My bush, bitch.
I'm all over this bush.
Let's see.
I'm gonna make a bush baby.
No. No. Not at all. I gave one of my ex-boyfriends a handjob at an amusement park in the bathroom. And on one of the rides. And...
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride was really wild. You're spinning around and the cub is just...
It was a good Disney trip.
Centrifugal force, baby.
Let's see. Fuck, there's a few other ones I can't really think of right off the top of my head, though. I've been busy. But yeah, no. Outdoor sex is fun. Oh, and there was the ocean.
Semi-public sex is fun.
Yeah, like I gave a handy in the ocean, and I think we started having sex on the beach because I need to have sex on a beach because, you know, but then there was, we saw people coming, so he didn't get to coming.
You know, you can use sand as lube because it is silicon.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was another problem with that, too. We were like, there's sand in every crevice.
Yeah.
Into the ocean. Whoosh, and then better.
I actually forgot one. I've had sex in an outdoor pool. Well, I got blown in an outdoor pool, so I totally forgot
that. I had sex in a pool, too. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, like, I wasn't even thinking, because it wasn't, like, in the woods. It was at the guy's house, and it was...
It was at my sister's house while they were gone to church.
This is the perfect time for outdoor pool sex.
I'm trying to remember. Like, I fooled around in a pool, but nothing, like... I don't know if I actually had sex in a pool.
Like, I was really nervous about it, but he assured me the neighbors wouldn't see, because the neighbors didn't have any windows on that side, and there was, like, a fence, so it was actually fairly enclosed where people wouldn't really see. And his parents were gone for the weekend, so...
Yes.
It was all good. He could hold his breath for a really long time.
Oh! That reminds me. There was the time outside of the club when we went to North Carolina. One of my friends I gave a blowjob to outside the club. That was interesting. There was lots of people walking around.
They were just like, it's a club.
Pretty much. And it was another one of those situations that I'm really drunk and I want to give a blowjob. Yeah. Because booze and me don't mix well.
Sometimes they do.
They do. But they
mix really well for wolves anyway.
I
should say I do not advocate taking advantage of drunk foxes, and I would never do that.
I can't have too much alcohol because I become a whore. It's just true.
Become.
To hell with you.
Emphasis on come.
Hi. I'm here.
But yeah, no, that's all I can think of off the top of my head. I don't know, the first time was my favorite. I was like, okay, I'll never have sex in the snow again because fuck that, but...
It made your ass whiter.
Hey, like, it was a memorable first experience. I had sex in the snow in the woods. I mean, come on.
Against a tree.
Yeah, against a tree.
That tops my first time for uniqueness.
Sure, that tops mine. I would rather forget.
Aww.
Where is it in?
Where did your dick go? Oh, it's a small. Oh, no.
It's cute.
Just quit. Stop it. Bless your heart.
Now, size isn't everything.
If you can't use it either, it's everything.
I guess there is a minimum threshold, yeah.
Well, yes. if you're not well endowed, you should at least know how to use it. If you can't do either, then...
Know the swirly thing.
Yeah, know the swirly thing, exactly. If you don't know the swirly thing, then
you're just fucked.
Yeah.
You should describe for our listeners the swirly thing in detail.
You either know it or you don't.
Pretty much. It's not really something you can describe. You just...
I don't keep track at the time. I just kind of go on instinct, and people seem to like it, so...
There you go. Party. Anyway, that's my... I've had sex in a lot of public places.
That's yours. You've had mine.
Saverin, have you... Do you know the swirly thing?
The what?
You just completely ignoring us, right?
I don't have any stories to tell, unfortunately. I'm incredibly boring, I guess.
You have sex, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just not in public places.
Okay, just making sure.
I need adventure in my life.
I know you do. Don't look at me like that. You're a fox.
Sigh.
We pass Saverin around at cons.
Yeah, that's totally how it works.
Yeah.
Do we get to play the musical chairs song? I don't know which one it is, but...
It's musical holes, just like in Jack, except not as dark.
No, not like Jack at all.
No.
Jack.
Jack the Webcomic by David Hopkins. So the musical holes of that is kind of gory and not good at all.
It, all right. Stab hole. Stab
yeah, hole. Like, all if right. the person doesn't have... It, they're in hell. It's a game they play in hell. If the person doesn't have a hole available, you make one.
Can we play that at the office?
Okay. Party.
Okay, I got some knives. We can do this.
Oh, God. Are there people you want to kill at the office?
No. I wouldn't put it like that.
I would never kill a human being.
Some of those people don't count as human. Ah!
I'm sorry, I just want to lessen the centrifugal. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, girl. I'm sitting there with my headphones on, and Keo can vouch for this, with this gaggle of bitches, and I looked it up, gaggle is the correct group noun for bitches. There's like six or eight of them all stood over by one person's cubicle, and just the level of, yes, the level of head shake was starting to cause the building to sway. But I could hear
on my side.
I could hear all the over my headphones.
Well, that's because your guys' side is like a graveyard. It's silent.
Oh, I know. It's so nice. But then people come over there and they think that they can do that other side of the floor.
Because we keep
bullshit.
Running out of work. I had 3 2-hour blocks today.
I had one, but
I worked for 2 hours today.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you.
Wow. But, like, the thing is that on our side, people actually sit down, pay attention, concentrate on their work. And the work is a bit more complex, so there's not a lot of wandering around and chatting and shit like that.
I know.
And then they move, like, a few months ago, they moved, like, 3 or 5 people over from the other side. And they straight up, this girl said, oh, we talk all the time. That's just how we do it over there. Y'all get used to it.
And then she got fired.
And then she got fired. So it's sort of like, you know what? Maybe you should get used to sit down, shut the fuck up, and do your job. Oh, wait, you got fired.
Too late. Bye-bye.
Bam. Okay, so who wants to read an email next? And we will pass a device to you.
Ooh, you're close by. Who are you?
Saverin, I need your input.
I am this iPad. It's a Gen 1 iPad, and it is slow.
Mine's Apple products being slow.
Mine's a Gen 1 iPad, and it works fine.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Mine's a Gen 1 iPad.
Really?
Yeah. We have the exact same iPad. Mine works perfectly.
Huh. Anyways.
Dead air.
Dead air.
I like super professional.
I'm talking to Dickman.
Dickman!
Dickman!
So, this one is from the Wolfyman.
Okay. Panther points out that there is a second tablet which Saverin could use instead of bitching about his iPad.
I'm not bitching, it was just being
Yes, you
sad.
Are. You're being a bitchy bitch.
Kaboom.
Cornhole.
Anyways, so hey, it's the Wolfie Man. Titled Outdoor Sex? ?
Hi, Wolfie Man.
Hey guys, Wolfman here, fresh from taking advantage of Fuzz's Mayday generosity for Planet.
Woo-hoo!
I would have ordered sooner, but he went and said I couldn't use a coworker's computer to bypass the work firewalls. I couldn't use a coworker's computer to bypass the work firewalls and get rid of an unliked element at work in one fell swoop. By the by, named the contrary, I'm actually a bear. Long story.
Yeah, he threatened on Twitter. I would get fired if I accessed 4Planet from work. And I was like, yeah, don't do that. He's like, unless I did it from the computer of the coworker I hate. And I was like, don't do that.
I don't have too many stories about outdoor sex to share, honestly. I have too much respect for the aesthetic sense of any poor critters that might wander by than to involve my bulk in any form of public sexual display. That said, there was...
My muffin top is on the whole grand loaf. My muffin top.
Gonna give bunnies PTSD. There was that one time in college when I was sitting in economics class and abruptly got distracted from the lecture by a couple guys making out heavily on the lawn outside.
I looked outside and there was a young fox being fucked against a tree. I'll never forget it. Go ahead, Zach.
That was one very well placed window. I don't know if I got anywhere past a heavy makeup session, but I'd like to think they enjoyed themselves. However, for the sake of those who are considering outdoor exploits of their own, I suggest remembering that most local ordinances say that it's legal as long as you have a reasonable expectation of privacy. So while I wouldn't go out having sex on the beach anything outside of a glass... What?
In anything outside of a glass.
Besides, sand makes for lousy lube additive. In a tent or behind a privacy fence is A-okay in most places. Just try not to traumatize the squirrels. They're nutty enough as it is. How long are yours?
They need a...
Squirrels like nuts.
Oh god, the squirrel stole my nuts! Oh god, the squirrel stole my nuts!
So, Kia, did you have a reasonable expectation of privacy?
What's privacy?
Hi! I can't believe you said you were waving to people.
I totally was.
It's all good. Go about your daily business.
Oh, people want
that's me. A mighty fine sweater there, sir. Carry on.
They're like walking their dogs with headphones on. I was just waving at them as they walked by.
Somebody could have thought that you were waving for help or something.
I couldn't think of what else to do. Like, they had already smiling, seen us.
So they knew it wasn't for help.
Well, this is really awkward. I should do something. Wave.
Hi.
Totally quiet.
Okay, yeah. Excuse me. Okay, here's another one. This one's off topic from Jeeves DeRue. I'll just want to read that from my phone there.
Dear Notcast, this week I saw someone trying to sell their fursona on Fur Affinity. Let me make it very clear. They weren't selling a character they'd created. This wasn't an adoptable or one of those egg hatch characters, which some artists do. It was a person saying they wanted to sell their own personal character, including all the art and work and character. Development material... Oh, yeah. Art and work and character development material ever associated with it for a dollar value.
Okay.
Not only is this rather sketchy from a legal point of view, as it raises the issues of what rights do people have to sell on artwork they commission for themselves personally, but I think it's rather bizarre psychologically speaking. I don't know about you guys, but I consider my character, Jeeves the Kangaroo, me. He may be fluffy, bouncy, marsupial version of me, but he's still my avatar within the fandom. He could be.
Take it, please.
Avatar within the fandom, and if I saw someone else claiming to be Jeeves the Roo, I would feel a little like some strange internet sort of identity thief. Yeah, theft. That one. Thieved. Thieved. That's a word now. Not only that, but I think if I sold Jeeves to someone else, all the people I know in the fandom would be a little freaked out when suddenly Jeeves the Roo wasn't me anymore, but an entirely different person essentially puppeting my former furry self. I know I'm overanalyzing this, but I find it truly fascinating and more than a little weird. Would you guys be comfortable selling the characters that you have represented you all that have represented you all for years, letting someone else own and possibly go on to tarnish the image of Thuzwell or Stubborn or Sheba, which you have thus far all built into, from what I've seen, rather good, kind, and respectable members of the fandom.
Respectable.
Just curious regarding your opinions. Ever enthusiastic, Jeeves the Roo. Scotland.
So, yeah, I...
What?
Oh, no, nothing. They're having one of their silent conversations communicated entirely via gay gestures.
Hi.
We do that sometimes.
So, I don't think he's overanalyzing, because, like, a lot of people put a lot of thought in... A lot of people like their character is just them, like me. It's just... Fuzz is just me. as I am, like, doesn't have a separate, like, real backstory or a totally different personality or do or say things that I would do. I mean, okay, well, I don't take, like, 37 dicks, but you get the point.
Girl.
I don't. I'm mostly top. Fuzz is mostly a bottom. It's weird. I guess I like seeing big things going into little holes.
Fox is being tops.
Tee! Huh?
Sorry, Wolf's being tops.
Yeah, I was like, sorry. Bitch, I ain't no fox. Not that there's anything wrong with foxes.
I have never known a wolf to be a top in real life.
That is so strange. I know you say that. I'm like, that's so
I'm
weird.
Sorry. Every wolf that I've known, whenever we talk online, they're like, I'm the dommiest dom that ever dom.
I'm
dom.
The alpha
and
dom.
That.
Well played, sir.
But whenever meeting in just real life, they're like, I want all the dick in the world. You said you were a top. I am a top. I was like, yeah, no, let's not.
I think the idea of subby wolves is hot because, like, the structure we've set up in our little fake mini world is that wolves are top and foxes are bottom. So whenever you flip something on its end like that,
every wolf I have met is an omega.
I'm pretty sure that most wolves I know, like, I could take their asshole and stretch it around their head. Like, it's worn out, girl.
Really?
I don't think it works that way.
It's like those parachute things you had, like, elementary school.
No, I'm just thinking, in the event of a water landing, stretch your anus over your head. It can be used as a flotation device.
I used mine as a parachute.
I escaped down my asshole to safety.
Oh, God.
What is it, the white rabbit?
Alice.
Oh, silly. He's not white on the inside.
Somebody need a douche.
Anyway.
So that went weird places. So, back to the email. I think he does have a point. I think it is kind of weird. Now, I guess if someone was just like, fuck the fandom, I'm leaving Five Ever, and I'm selling my fursona, BRB 6 months, if that. You know? So even in that case, I would recommend selling your fursona, because, bitch, you gonna be back.
I mean, that just, it has so much baggage with it. I mean, what if you're a douchebag, and your fursona is like, oh, that's the fursona of whomever, they're a cunt.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like,
and there was somebody like this in Florida that kind of did that. Like, I changed my fursona. I'm a bear now. No, no, no. When I was an asshole before, that was the dragon me. That was the evil me.
What did you just say about dragons?
No, this was about this specific dragon. Oh, okay. He was a dragon who was an asshole and fucked over a bunch of people. And then he changed to a bear. And he said, now that I'm a bear, I'm all lovey and cuddly, and I never fuck over anybody. And all that bad shit was my old character. It wasn't
me. Yeah, and I mean, who is going to be... And this is clearly a rhetorical question, because there are people that are that sufficiently creatively bankrupt that they can't come up with their own character.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I don't have as much of a problem with YCHs, like, because it's like, stick your character in there and it's still customized to your character. But adoptables. I totally don't get adoptables. I get artists creating them because it's a way to make money, and that is perfectly fine. I do not understand people buying them. Like, seriously, you can't sync up your own character? What the hell?
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing?
Most of us are pretty generic anyway. I mean,
it's the orange colored fox. Oh my god, these other 5,000 people are orange colored foxes too. Oh,
I mean, you know, look at us.
It's a gray husky.
Fox, fennec, dragon, too. Wolf. You have your other standbys like husky or G-Sheps. It's like, Yeah, I mean, you don't have to have a totally... You don't have to go completely ridiculous to make your character fucking purple or something.
Like, fuck you, I'm a shrew!
Or... I can't help it, I'm a sparkle.
Oh, God. I mean, like...
Orange puppet.
Having a demon a wing and an wolf. Angel wing.
I'm a sparkle wolf fox orange juice.
Oh, the new drink from Fanta.
Holler. I don't know, I don't...
Or Orangina.
I don't know. I don't understand people selling their characters. Like, that's just a really weird concept. Like, I don't get people selling their fursuits. Like, I can't... You make a fursuit to your character, and then you sell your fursuit to other people. Like, it just breaks my mind of, well, now there's going to be someone running around in you, and that's really weird in my head.
Like, if you made
that is really hard to do if you've ever tried it. Running around in somebody?
Well, I mean, you mentioned what their anus is, they can use as flotation devices. Clearly, some people you just slip right in.
Yeah, I'm going to wear you like a coat.
Like, if they had a generic fursuit, I fully understand that. It's, I made it, or I bought this, and I need the money right now, or something happened, I just can't keep it, I don't want to be this general character anymore. I'm selling. That I understand, but whenever you take a meticulous amount of time to actually create a character, create a suit, and then sell it, the entire issue is, it's not that you're selling your character, it's the fact that somebody is going to be perceived as your character,
right?
Unless they make it beyond absolutely known that, despite looking exactly like him, I'm not him.
Yeah, like, I've seen a lot of that, too, because people sell off their fursuits, and then I'll see them in a... You know, fursuit fuck video, like, the next week. And I'm like, oh my god, I just totally saw you getting fucked by, like, 7 guys. And they're like, no, I sold my suit. And I'm like, sure you did. I believe ya. So, like, that's legitimately happened before. I've had to confront one of my friends because I was like, holy Christ, dude. You seriously?
You told me you were straight. You should have just told me you didn't want to be with me.
I just wanted to love you. I hope you love me. I just can't, like, I could never make a fursuit or, like, sell my character. Especially if it's, like, a character you've had for years. Like, that's just fucking weird.
Yeah,
that's
you have like, that long-ass history.
It carries history on it, and if you said that you didn't want to be a Kyo Foxtrot and you wanted to sell off your character, even if you did, whoever spoke to the new Kyo Foxtrot would keep thinking that it's you and have expectations about the bathroom.
Especially if all the artwork came with it.
They would have expectations about what to do at a convention.
I know. They would never... See, no one would buy my persona because they have to keep up that bitchy personality and it's just not going to happen.
Oh, I heard I could just slide a fist up you just like a puppet.
It works. It's like magic.
You would sell it just to watch and see what would happen.
I would watch the sidelines like,
the squeaker is your prostate. It's just...
It's like a telephone in my asshole.
That's her after dark Twitter. Telephone in my asshole. And it's just squeak, squeak, mom.
The squeaker broke.
The most depressing noise.
The squeaker got all stretched out.
Womp, womp.
But yeah, no. I could never sell Avery because nobody could fit these shoes.
No.
People have expectations of me. I know people can't do what I do.
Well, I know that's for true, girl.
Yeah, even if I changed characters, I wouldn't sell my old character. I mean,
if I made a change, Avery would be, essentially, I would archive Avery as a, this is the past, this is what I've grown from, but that's still mine.
Yeah.
Because it's just like real life, you can't get rid of your past.
Well, for me, like, how awkward would it be? I have all these commissions of Fuzzwolf and Tyr and fucking. It's like, if I sold my character to someone else, it's like, yeah, here's all these pictures of my mate's character. It's just weird. Don't do it.
Yeah. Like, I have an archive character, but I'm not going to sell it to anyone.
Yeah.
There's also no point. It's like, bitch, you can make your own character, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't do the whole backstory thing with Avery just because I treat Avery as a entity of myself.
Yeah.
Versus, well, he was born 3,000 years ago, he's 9 feet tall, no.
His dick is 9 feet tall, yeah. His body is 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
He was a wandering orange pineapple and turned into a green tree.
He was the chosen one, and everybody likes him, and everybody wants to fuck him, and he's like, no, I'm too noble.
I'm sorry, everybody that says that they're too noble are the biggest fucking sluts. I would never... You know it's true. I would never...
Hashtag the shade of it all.
I want to say I was not referencing anybody specifically. Apparently I have reminded Keo of somebody. And you can totally text me later.
The shade.
So anyway, we could probably do
like that.
A whole... I'm innocent. We could do a whole episode on, like, shitty character backstories. So, yeah. Why don't you pick an email, hand the tablet to Avery, and... Yeah, that's what I thought.
Alright. Oh, this is gonna be a train wreck. Eat a book.
Read a motherfucking book! For a second, I thought you said eat a book. And I was like, what?
Put it in your ass, it'll fit.
Shade.
Okay. Request for help. Dear Notcast, I'm in a bit of a bind. Back in November, I broke up with my mate of 2.5 years. It wasn't the nicest breakup, and I feel it was partly my fault. You see, my parents saw me dating this guy and knew the signs of emotional emotionally manipulated partner and brought it to my attention.
I say, son, your partner's kind of a shit.
Yeah. I feel like I'm listening to my past. Anyways. I realized that they were right and tried to talk it out with him, but we ended up in a big fight. Yeah, I know how that one goes. Mm. It finally ended with him telling me it wouldn't fix the depression I've been having and called me a stupid fucking masochist.
Oh, there it is.
Now it's May. It is. Ew. It's May.
Okay.
Happy May Day. Now it's May and I've started dating another guy. Congratulations. And my ex and I managed to become awkward friends now. Not congratulations.
Frenemies.
There's only one thing worse than a friend zone, and that's the awkward friend zone.
We used to date. The issue is that my ex has recently been trying to get back with me and has confessed to having dreams about breaking me and my new boyfriend up. Girl, leave him.
That's a run the fuck away.
Tell him, get out of your life. He claims to regret them afterwards, but the fact that it's so prevalent in his mind to have a specific dream about it worries me. I'm currently avoiding him on Skype, but I know it's a temporary solution. What do you suggest I do? Sorry for the wall of text, and thank you in advance for advice. Graphite the Pegasus.
So your ex does sound like an abusive cunt, and you shouldn't have anything to do with him.
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like someone you just need to distance. And like we've said this before, like, it's possible to be friends with an ex after you break up, but usually not for a long time.
You need to have that point of separation to where you can actually fully fix yourself.
Yeah. You need to be distant for a while, and then you might be able to be acquaintances after, like, a few months to a year.
But not in short an interval.
Yeah, I don't think the time frame was real specific in the email, but it doesn't sound like it's been a real long time.
Yeah, and November to May.
Oh, it just said November. Okay. Yeah, and now you're, quote, awkward friends. It doesn't sound like you really need to be spending all that much time together.
Or just time on the guy.
If you actually like the person that you're currently with, then you need to make sure that the person, the ex...
I mean, yeah.
Just saying, I've had dreams, but they certainly aren't prophetic.
No.
Yeah, and, you know, and honestly, for the ex's side of it, if he's going to heal, he needs to be apart from you, and then hopefully be able to start dating someone else. And then when you're both distant from it, then you might be able to have some sort of formal, you know,
you can be around each other.
You'll be able to be around each other. Yeah.
The big thing is, even though he says that he wishes that he was back with you, if you actually broke up with your current partner and tried to get back with the other guy, there's no actual guarantee that as soon as you break up, he'd be like, nope, never mind.
Yeah.
That he could just be trying to fuck your life over.
And getting back with him would, in fact, make you a stupid fucking masochist.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I heard a few...
Back with an abusive dude.
Well, he said... First keyword he said was Skype. So that, to me, says long-distance relationship. B, have you talked to your current boyfriend about it? Or are you hiding this from him? Because if you haven't told your current boyfriend, you should probably fucking get on that. If it's a long-distance relationship and he's just contacting you through the internet, hit block. Don't be dumb.
Yeah. You know, one of the great things of the internet is you can really...
you can tell people fuck off.
Yeah, in very permanent ways.
The worst he's going to do is try to contact your boyfriend, which is why you should talk to your boyfriend or significant other. I'm not sure if you said boyfriend or not. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you should tell your boyfriend and be like, hey, so my ex is crazy and fuck that dude. So if you hear some shit, that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then block the bitch and tell your boyfriend to block the bitch and boof, he's gone. He's going to take like 5 or 6 different names and try to contact you out of desperation. And he really needs to talk to you because he loves you so much. And then you fucking block him again. Congratulations.
It's like you have personal experience with this, Keo.
Oh, yeah, it's almost like that, isn't it? I haven't had bad breakups, I swear. Party.
Yeah, we will never, ever, ever get back together.
Ever, ever.
like ever.
Yeah, so just do that. I mean, if it's not a long-distance relationship, you need to just... straight up tell the dude, I'm not comfortable talking to you anymore. I don't like where this is going. I'm comfortable in my relationship right now. We broke up. Sorry about it. You fucking lost your chance, dude.
Pool's closed.
Yeah.
But if he's long distance, don't even give them time.
Yeah. Like, if he's long distance, fuck that mess. Like, it's not worth it.
The big thing is, you need to actually be honest with your current partner.
Yeah, because if you're hiding this from him and he has no idea all this shit's going on, when he finds out about it, it just makes it all look really, really fucking real.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, if you've got a shitty ex, you want to clue your partner in on that so that they can be on guard as well. They need to be informed, but I agree with that.
I have to give, like, all of my boyfriend's bingo books when we get together. I'm like, okay, if you ever hear from these people, just move on.
And if you get a bingo, well, we get to have sex on the beach. Yay!
Work.
So that wraps that up.
There's one last email.
But I archived it. It was said to... It doesn't have to be read on air, and it's not on topic anyway, so don't worry about it.
That one wasn't exactly on topic, so...
Well, but it was at least within the sphere of this show.
Yeah.
Did he shoot fire from his penis? Like a flamethrower dick?
Then he needs to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
I've heard that advice before.
I know you have, but I think shooting fire out your dick constitutes going to either a doctor or an exorcist.
or start working in the circus. Dude, you could make a ton of money off that.
Oh my god, yeah.
Doctor or exorcist.
You should totally look into joining the Avengers Initiative. Can you imagine the next movie? Well, what's your superpower? Shoot fire from my dick.
I use my fire
lasso.
No,
seriously, what do you do?
Don't call us, we'll call you.
You're like Johnny Storm, but from your penis.
I don't know if I want the superhero coming to help me.
This superhero makes me feel awkward.
But he can't just generate the fire. He has to jerk it out. So he's like, hold on, don't stab that guy yet.
Well, then I better hope this bitch has a Zippo lighter for a dick.
Then he has to come fire, and then he can control it.
I can only go if I get a blowjob first.
But when the fire goes out, it just turns into sizzling cum.
No, girl, I promise I'll tell you before it happens.
I'm gonna come on your back, is that...
Oh, Jesus God.
It's kind of like the teacher from South Park earlier. One beep means yes, two beeps mean no.
I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds horrible.
It's awesome.
I'll pull out jet of flame. I didn't mean to imply that he always comes fire, but that is a pretty funny twist.
I swear I'll pull out. I promise. I've been tested for gasoline. I promise.
Have you been huffing gasoline again? No, I quit. I gave that shit up. And that's how Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire.
And that's how you make s'mores, kids.
Hey, Johnny, we need help starting the campfire. Sure, Zip.
Done. Fixed it.
So on the subject of the Avengers, do we have anything to talk about? I haven't seen the new episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet. I don't think there's any dick fire wielding...
Well, that's just depressing.
I know. What kind of show is that? Thought this shit was on primetime.
Well, that's why X-Men's coming out shortly, so,
ooh,
you know.
Ooh, that's May, right?
That's like a few weeks, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I am gonna go see that.
Damn right, that's happening. Hashtag officially.
Hashtag.
This Twitter just swallow itself in a black hole if you post that. Hashtag.
I killed it. It's finally dead.
Inception bongs at you.
I need to see that.
It's a good movie.
I've never seen it. I know. Or shocking. Yeah.
You casual.
I know.
It's bong.
Probably
movie.
On Netflix.
Did you say it's a Wong movie?
It's bong.
Wong. Yeah, if it's on Netflix, I'll totally catch it sometime, maybe. But, so what else is coming up for us? I'm not going to another con till AnthroCon, but we've got a lot of prep work.
Yeah.
And books to release between
now and
then.
I gotta figure out, if I have possibly a room that I could be staying at AnthroCon. Then I need to figure out how I might be getting up to AnthroCon.
Stay inside a twink, it'll, save space.
Fly.
Get inside a wolf, it'll save space.
Wolves are not bottoms, oh my god.
Uh-huh.
Assholes around the head.
But again, like I said, it would be one of those situations like, I'm having fun, I'm going to a con and not working, and then I'll like black out and wake up behind your table.
Fuck! Why does this always happen?
He'll be like, shut up and hand me that book.
Hey, at least it's not blackout and you're waking up laminating things.
I try to leave and you put a collar on me.
That shock collar. You get too far away from the books. I turn it off when the dealer's room closes.
Your evil knows no bounds.
I'm an evil capitalist.
Turn it on at 6 a.m. so he wakes up. Shit! I have to go back to the table.
The dealer's room's not open yet. Oh, we have to get there early. We have to be ready.
You will be at the front door now.
Like we're camped. They're not even letting dealers in yet, so we're camped outside the room.
In a world revolving around dick porn. There you go.
I'm so looking forward to Brad Rusker's next comic. The cover has sea salt wearing panties, and I'm just like, oh, that's so cute.
Speaking of bulging stomachs from dicks.
Well, yeah. But they're good dicks.
Maybe.
Okay.
What? Are you tired of talking about dicks?
No.
Would you rather talk about vaginas?
Vaginas? So, actually, this is like a funny-ass anecdote. So, one of my friends in Deathmech, his original Tumblr got Tumblr squatted.
Yeah.
So, he's just changed it around. And so right now it's discountbongsanddildos.com. And all right. He's gotten some interesting followers because of that.
Uh-huh.
There's like a German bad dragon alike. And he was just like completely baffled as to why they did that. I think it's like Sidewinder or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's they're German. They make silicone dragon dicks and whatever.
Uh-huh. They're legit looking for a distributor for their product, I guess.
And like they have just these incredibly expensive sex toys. You know how, like, Bad Dragon has, like, the Mary and the horse butt? They have, like, a 2-in-1.
Oh, okay. It's, like,
$317.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's, like, 230 euro, which is $317.
I'm just going to get a prostitute at that point.
Yeah.
Just so you can go from, like, vag to ask.
We should probably save. We're almost at the end of the show anyway.
Oh.
Because we've read all the emails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's, like...
We're fitting to leave. We already mentioned the Adam and Eve and the coupon code.
Go to Adam and Eve, buy something for your butt. AdamandEve.com, coupon code NOT, KNOT.
Put it in your butt.
We'll figure out a topic or not for next week. We're back on our regular schedule now. Follow us on Twitter at NOTCast. Send anon questions via Tumblr, notcast.tumblr.com. Our email is foxstuffers@notcast.com. We record on Thursdays.
Foxstuffers.com.
What did I say?
You completely switched it.
I said foxstuffers@notcast.com. Oh, no. I don't even have that email address. Yeah, foxstuffers@notcast.com. Damn it.
Notcast@foxstuffers.com.
That's what I said.
Bam. Anyways. Shit,
we're recording this. We'll be able to check if I fucked it up.
Flying vagina squirrels.
Twice in a row.
So, yeah.
So let's throw out our Twitter handles right quick.
I'm at Saverin Drake.
At Avery Dragon.
At Kia_Foxtrot.
And I'm at Fuzzwolf2000.
Follow us, why bitches. Or not, you know.
Because Fuzzwolf was already taken. And my old AIM address was set up by a friend of mine. And it was the year 2000 at the time, so we made it Fuzzwolf 2000, so I just stuck with that for my Twitter account.
You're like the second iteration of the Fuzzwolf model.
Yes.
Fuzzwolf 2000!
Yeah, I'm the liquid metal one that turns completely into metal and enters your anus and then doesn't leave.
I want to make a Twitter account called Fuzzwolf 3000 now.
Feature Fuzzwolf.
Feature Fuzzwolf. I'm entirely metal now.
I'm made of books and dicks. Whoa.
Do-do-do-do-do. And kill people with paper cuts.
Transform.
Form of book. I'm really not effective in this form. And then the fucking fire cum guy sets me on fire. And I'm like, no!
He's your arch nemesis.
If there's an artist listening to this, you should totally make this happen. Oh, God. Just saying.
My new horrifying furry superhero series.
Bookwolf versus Fire Dick. Who will win?
Two episodes ago, we were talking about cum punk.
Oh my god, cum punkies. It's totally a thing. Cum punk's a thing.
Have you listened to 250 yet, Sarah?
I haven't.
Don't.
This topic came up of cum punk as opposed to, you know, steampunk and silk punk and everything else. And Roland.
Gears under your dick?
Roland Googled it and he actually found a picture. I think it was on E621.
It was.
The furry guy, it was like a wolf or something, was wearing this, like, canister and harness on his dick with a wire that led to a gun. So the gun was powered by his cum and the gadget was constantly, like, stimulating him. And we were discussing all the pros and cons of that. Like, well, if he gets cut or nicked or shot in the dick, then he can't use his gun anymore.
Oh, that makes me think of a friend that we used to have who fucked his dick up by fucking too much.
Oh,
this sounds like a good story.
He's a hoe.
Yeah, he was.
On that note, good night.
And big balls.